Amén, hermanos. Ya empezamos a grabar esta llamada y queremos empezar en hablar de las cosas grandes que pasaron anoche. We're going to begin by talking about the great things that took place last night with Brother Dethridge, con el evangelista, el hermano Dethridge. Ustedes pudieron sentir y presentir el ungimiento, el poder del Espíritu Santo que ya estaba en el servicio. You could feel the anointing, feel the power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit in the service during our worship service. I think it was a shorter worship service. El servicio de alabanza no era tan largo anoche y de repente se lo dimos al predicador, and right away we gave it to the preacher, Brother Dethridge. And you saw what took place. He was being led of the Spirit. He was following the guidance of the Holy Ghost. El predicador estaba siguiendo la guianza del Espíritu Santo. Y cosas grandes ocurrieron. But before we get into too much of what happened, let's look at the precursor, the prelude, what took place before that. Le vamos a ver lo que ocurrió antes de las cosas grandes que ocurrieron. El predicador mencionó que esta iglesia ya ha estado orando. The preacher made mention about how this church has been praying. If you go back to Sunday, this same preacher said something when he said, "Everyone, if you will commit to come to the house of God to pray this week, even if it's just some of you that live far away one time, 5 minutes, just to come, you're going to see what's going to happen by next Sunday." Do you remember that? El predicador dijo que si ustedes pueden venir durante esta semana a la casa del Señor, al santuario, para poder orar, aunque sea, si viven muy lejos, si pueden venir unos minutitos, unos 5 minutos, y pueden invertir unos minutos en el altar por estos siguientes 7 días, van a ver los milagros y las cosas grandes que el Señor va a hacer para el fin de esta semana. You're going to see the great things that are going to take place by the end of this week. Well, everybody, we did not have to wait till the end of the week. No tuvimos que esperar hasta el fin de la semana. Miércoles, Wednesday, middle of the week, we began to see the miracles take place. Empezamos a ver los milagros tomar lugar, hermanos. Hermano Víctor, yo no vi nada grande que ocurrió anoche. Someone might say, "Brother Vic, we didn't really see something really like a miracle take place last night." Oh, I beg to differ. There were some miracles that took place last night, everyone. Hubo milagros que ocurrieron anoche. And I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. Voy a hablar de eso en un momentito. Pero es lo más importante es la construcción de esos milagros. There's something right there. The most important thing I want to talk about before I get to that is the construction of those miracles. I just came to me right now, everybody. The construction of the miracles. La construcción de los milagros empezaron con la oración. They began with prayer. And yes, we saw many names in the book here this week. Vimos muchos nombres en el libro de la oración. But I believe that there's people at home. There's people that maybe they live in San Diego. And I'm talking about Mama and others that are living a little bit further, or because of their situation, they cannot. I'm feeling it already. They could not come, but they were praying faithfully from home. Hay ciertos que viven lejos de nuestra iglesia y no pudieron venir a la iglesia, como mi mamá en San Diego. Otros que no pueden venir por su situación física o situación práctica, no pudieron venir, pero yo sé que estaban orando desde sus casas, desde sus hogares. Y hermanos, vimos una cosa grande. We saw some great things. As Brother Dethridge said, "You know what? We're going to do an old-fashioned prayer line." El predicador dijo, "Vamos a hacer una línea de oración como lo hicimos hace años." And I remember that as a kid, as a younger person, I remember seeing the preacher form a prayer line, a healing. Yeah, it was mainly for healing. Yeah, that's what it was intended for. And there was healing, but there was all kinds of healing that took place. En estas líneas de oración era para sanidad. Era para sanidad, pero también era no nomás por sanidad física, pero diferentes tipos de sanidad. Y es lo que empezamos a ver. Pero una cosa importante que dijo el predicador, but a very important thing the preacher said before he started it, he said, "Let's go ahead and repent first." Él dijo, antes que nada, vamos a arrepentirnos. Queremos estar seguros que no haya pecado o que no haya sentimiento malo. We want to first repent and make sure there's no sin in the way or any negative thing or bad feeling or thoughts that we might have against a person or a situation. Let's get them all out of the way. We want to make sure that they are not going to get in the way of your miracle. Vamos a asegurar que vamos a borrar ese pecado y quitar cualquier estorbo de cosa mala, sentimiento malo o mala que tengamos contra una persona o una situación para que no sea un estorbo para su milagro. Queremos asegurar que usted reciba su milagro. We want to be sure that you receive your miracle. And that's exactly what took place last night. Eso es precisamente. Boy, I'm just thinking about it, I'm feeling it. Simplemente hablando y hablando de esto, estamos sintiendo lo que pasó anoche. There we were beginning to pray for people at the very beginning. Empezamos a orar por la gente al principio. Y hermanos, cuando empezamos a orar por la gente, y yo no puedo expresarle lo que yo sentí, lo que sentimos orando por la gente. As we began to pray for our people at the very beginning of that line, I cannot describe to you what I saw, what I felt, and what I saw in the expressions, in the spirits of our people, in la expresión de los rostros. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm seeing the faces, the eyes, the expression of the people that we're praying for in their expressions of their faces and their emotions, their demeanor. I mean, oh, you could see something, a transformation, una transformación que empezó a ocurrir cuando estábamos orando para la gente. I could name several names. I puedo nombrar varios nombres ahorita, pero I'm not going to pick on any individual. No voy a mencionar un nombre porque había muchos. And what was happening, everybody, is miracles were literally taking place. Milagros literalmente se estaban ocurriendo en nuestra presencia cuando estábamos orando por la gente. What am I talking about? Let me give you some detail. Les voy a hablar de unos detalles de lo que estamos hablando. Cuando estamos orando por la gente, podíamos ver las expresiones en sus ojos, sus emociones, su expresión en su cara. The expression that was being shown in the eyes, in the faces, in the expressions of our people, we could see that there was something taking place. It could have been, yes, a physical healing that began to take place last night. Pudo ser una sanidad física que empezó a materializarse anoche. It could have been a faith. Someone's faith may have been taken to a new level last night. Pudo ser que la fe, el nivel de la fe de cierta persona se fue de un nivel a otro, from faith to faith. Their faith could have gone to the new level. Su fe pudo crecerse al siguiente nivel de fe a fe, como dice la palabra de Dios, like the word of God says. So it could have been a natural physical healing that took place last night. Pudo ser una sanidad física que ocurrió anoche, o el empiezo de esa sanidad, or the beginning of that miracle. It could have been the faith that exploded in someone, la fe que se explotó en una persona. O pudo ser otra cosa, un regalo, un don que el Señor puso, invirtió en una persona, en ciertas personas anoche. It could have been a gift. Listen to what I just said. A gift that the Lord could have invested in someone last night. I saw these types of expression in the faces of our people as we were praying for them. Yo vi este tipo de expresión en las caras y los rostros de la gente cuando empezaron a reírse o empezaron a llorar, when they began to weep or they began to laugh or that expression of faith exploded in them, cuando esa expresión de fe se explotó en ellos. I remember after the prayer line, I'm not trying to name any names. No quiero nombrar los nombres de la gente, pero cuando estábamos orando por la gente, yo vi algo en una persona y yo supe inmediatamente algo pasó ahorita. As we were praying for the people, I saw some of the expressions of our people, and I said, I know of a certainty that something great just took place in this person. It reminded me of that woman with the issue of blood. Me recordó de la mujer que tenía esa, ¿cómo se dice? Estaba hemorrhaging blood. Estaba perdiendo sangre adentro de ella. Y ella supo que si ella pudiera simplemente tocar la vestidura del Señor, que ella iba a recibir un milagro. She knew that if she could just touch the hem of the Lord's garment, she was going to receive a miracle. And that's the type of faith that we saw expressed last night. Ese es el tipo de fe que vimos expresado anoche. Después de orar por toda la gente, after praying for everyone, I felt a tap on my shoulder. Alguien me tocó el hombro anoche. Y esa persona me dijo, hermano Víctor, quiero decirte lo que me pasó. That person told me, brother Vic, I want to share something with you, what just happened with me while we were praying on the prayer line. And I said, oh, tell me, what was it? Oh, dígame, ¿qué es lo que pasó? Y esa persona me dijo, hermano Víctor, algo me pasó que nunca más me ha pasado in my vida. Something great took place tonight, a half an hour ago, he said, that has never taken place in my life. It took place for the very first time. And I said, you know what? I knew that when I saw that expression in your face. Yo le dije, yo supe eso cuando yo vi esa expresión en su rostro. Yo supe, algo grande acaba de pasar en esta persona que nunca, nunca ha pasado en su vida. Eso nomás un ejemplo, pero hubo varios. That's just one example, but there were several examples like this that we saw last night. I'm thinking of a situation of someone that texted us today telling us that there was another miracle that took place with someone else, a woman that had received something that she had never received before. Alguien nos mandó un texto diciéndonos hoy que una mujer recibió un milagro en su vida, en que algo pasó en su vida que nunca jamás pasó ese tipo de situación en su vida. So we can go on and on about these different examples that took place. Podemos hablar de varios ejemplos de lo que pasó anoche, hermanos. Pero quiero hablar de otra cosa. Después de orar para la gente por un milagro físico, el predicador llamó para orar para sanidad por un espíritu herido. After we went through the prayer line and we prayed for the natural healing, the physical healing, sickness, disease, infirmity, and we believe some great things took place there, the preacher then said, everybody, I want everyone to come up because we're going to pray for a different type of a healing. We're going to pray for those that have been spiritually wounded. Wow, how powerful that was. And he said, you know what? I understand some of you may be embarrassed. You may not want people to see what this is about. Él dijo que a lo mejor así hay ciertos que están avergonzados y no quieren que se sientan avergonzados. Pero nomás vengan y vamos a orar por ustedes. Well, we saw just about the same number of people come up. No shame, no embarrassment, none at all. They wanted to receive their healing from their spiritual wound. La gente no tenía vergüenza, no se sentía avergonzada de salir adelante para decir, yo tengo enfermedad, yo tengo herida espiritual. Y yo creo que también recibieron algo grande. And I'm confident that they received the healing to that spiritual wound. Hallelujah. Everybody, when it comes to a need, it's like that little woman, and I don't know why I say little woman, but I think she was a little woman who broke through that press, who knew she had to touch the hem of the Lord's garment. She was not ashamed. She was not embarrassed. Esa mujer que sabía que iba a tocar, que tenía que tocar la vestidura del Señor, ella no tenía vergüenza, ella no tenía temor ni miedo. Ella sabía que ella tenía que tocar la vestidura del Señor y no tenía nada de vergüenza. And we have to have that same spirit, that same desire, hallelujah, and put aside all the shame and all the embarrassment, and you watch what the Lord's going to do. Tenemos que poner a un lado nuestro temor, nuestra vergüenza, y vamos a ver el gran milagro que el Señor va a proveer. And on that note, I want to say this. Y en esa nota, yo quiero hablar de esto. lo emocional, that emotional situation that we find ourselves in, where there, after there is so much abuse, emotional abuse, cuando hay tanto abuso emocional, o estamos traspasando pruebas que nos están rebajando, nos están destruyendo, nos está atormentando. When we're going through certain trials and tests, it seems that we are beaten down, we are abused emotionally. It is, it, our emotions take away, what's the word here? We take an emotional abuse, a beat down, I guess you could say, in our minds, in our psychology, in our emotions, after going through a trial or a test for a period of time. It could be days, weeks, months, years. It could be things that we've gone through in the past that are still catching up to us today. Puede ser un abuso emocional que estamos sufriendo de días, semanas, meses, años, o posiblemente son cosas de nuestro pasado que apenas ahorita nos están alcanzando y nos están recordando de ese abuso que traspasamos, pero ahora estamos emocionalmente decaídos. But as a result of that, we are now in an emotional state where we just can't deal with it. The preacher talked about, you're just worn out. El predicador lo mencionó. Estamos completamente desgastados, cansados. Ya ni podamos caminar ningún día más. It feels like we can't go one day further. Well, I want to say some things here. Quiero decir unas cosas ahorita. And I'm not going to name any name. No voy a nombrar nombres. But just in the last couple of weeks, I've been dealing with some people. I've been counseling with some people in the last couple of weeks. So yo tengo unas, los últimos semanas estoy tratando con ciertas situaciones. Estoy tratando con varios grupos, personas, en, no, I don't know how to say the word counsel in Spanish. Estoy, someone wants to text it in. I've been helping some people with some situations in the last couple of weeks. Estoy ayudando a ciertas gentes con ciertas situaciones en sus vidas, personales, emocionales, espirituales. I've been dealing with some counseling issues, helping people emotionally, spiritually, and physically, yes, even physically. And I've learned how that after a period of time of these people dealing with these issues, you could get so worn down. You're doing good just to lift up your head and make it to the house of God. Están siendo bien simplemente de levantar su rostro y llegar a la casa del Señor. Pero el problema es que no están viviendo una vida victoriosa. But the problem is that they're not able to live a victorious life as a result of that. They're just barely crawling their way to the altar. Apenas están caminando a gatas, gateando al altar. Hallelujah. Pero el Señor quiere que tengan victoria. But the Lord wants them to have the victory. Well, I'm going to share this with you, everybody. Simplemente, let me see, before I go there, antes de ir, estoy viendo mis notas. We're going to go ahead and do this. Vamos a hablar de esto. En la última semana, yo, hermano, y voy a usarme a mí de ejemplo. I'm going to use me as an example of what I just finished talking about. You know, sometimes you see a Pastor Clark, a Brother Rao, or someone in leadership. A veces uno ve un Pastor Clark, o un hermano Rao, o alguien en el liderazgo, y pensamos, pues ellos son líderes, ellos son hombres super, super héroes. Sometimes we look at those leaders, like a Pastor Clark or someone in leadership, and you think, you know what, they're great men of God. They're on top of it. Nothing affects them. They're spiritual superheroes. Well, I want you to know, everybody, we go through the same thing that everyone else goes through. Quiero que ustedes sepan que nosotros traspasamos cosas duras y difíciles tal como cualquier otra persona. And, you know, I'm proud of our pastor. I estoy tan orgulloso de nuestro pastor. How many times has our pastor, Pastor Clark, mentioned in recent years how that he has gone through some serious things, even bouts of depression. And nuestro propio pastor ha dicho que él también ha sufrido ciertas cosas duras y difíciles y ha traspasado hasta la depresión y no puede hallar la puerta. He can't even find a way of escape at times, and he just has to bear down and find that altar until the Lord comes and lifts him up. Y hasta que el Señor lo venga a levantar. Well, everybody, I want you to know something. Just in recent times, Brother Vic found himself going through something, and I'm going to use myself as an example because I want this to give hope to someone. Voy a usarme a mí mismo con un ejemplo, hermanos, porque quiero que esto le dé esperanza a alguien. Pero primero voy a tomar un poquito de agua. First, I had to drink a little bit of water here. Well, there I was here. This was just a few days ago. Hace unos días, algo pasó. Cuando llegué a la casa de Dios como la medianoche, there I was getting to the house of God at about midnight. And I found myself in one of those very low places. Me encontré en uno de esos lugares muy bajos, hermanos. Muy bajo. Y me recuerdo entrando a la entrada de la iglesia antes de entrar al santuario. There I found myself in the vestibule area of the church before going into the sanctuary to pray. And this is what happened. And I want everyone to listen to these ingredients that I'm about to give out. Quiero que oigan y escuchen los ingredientes de lo que pasó esta noche, hermanos. Cuando antes de entrar, yo me puse muy honesto con el Señor. I had to become very honest with the Lord. Painfully honest. And I want you to know, I shared this with the Deathridge the other night, I think last night after church. Yo le platiqué esto, lo que lo estoy platicando a ustedes, se lo confesé al hermano Deathridge anoche después del servicio. And this is what happened. This is lo que pasó. I said, Lord, what do you think about me right now? I laughed because of what happened next. Le pregunté, Señor Jesús, ¿qué es lo que usted piensa de mí ahorita? Be honest with me, Lord. It was as if I was talking to a friend, everybody. Es como que si yo estaba hablando con un amigo. Señor Jesús, dime la verdad. ¿Qué es lo que usted piensa de mí ahorita? Lord Jesus, I want you to be real. I want you to be honest with me right now, Lord. What do you think about Brother Vic right now? You see where Brother Vic is at. I don't feel like I can lift my head up. I don't feel like I can get into prayer and have victorious prayer right now. Lord, what do you really think about me right now? Señor Jesús, ¿qué es lo que usted piensa de mí ahorita? Yo siento que yo ni puedo entrar al santuario. Yo pienso que yo no voy a tener una oración victoriosa ahorita. Señor Jesús, ¿qué es lo que usted piensa de mí ahorita? And I remember looking up at the ceiling as if he was there standing there. Yo me recuerdo levantando mi rostro al cielo de la iglesia, como que si yo estaba viendo al Señor. Señor Jesús, dime la verdad. ¿Qué es lo que usted piensa de mí? Lord Jesus, tell me the truth. Be honest with me. What do you think of me? Hallelujah. And this is what happened. Y esto es lo que pasó, hermanos. Immediately. Inmediatamente. I felt this funny little thing get deposited into my spirit, into my gut. Inmediatamente, yo sentí algo muy especial depositado en mi espíritu, como si fuera depositado en mi estómago, en mi bien, como no sé cómo decirlo, pero en mi espíritu. And as soon as I felt that thing deposited into me, this funny little thing started to sprout out of my gut, into my spirit, into my heart, my soul. Es como que es una raíz creció desde mi estómago hasta mi corazón, mi espíritu, mi alma. Y de repente salió una risa incontrolable. And immediately, this crazy, wild laughter began to sprout out and spring up out of me. I don't know how to explain it other than what I just said, everybody. It was a laughter, but it came from a deep root, deep within. it was this joy that began to explode out of me, everybody. It began to explode out of my spirit, out of my heart, out of my soul, and ultimately out of my mouth, out of my voice, my tongue. It just began to explode out of me. Ese gozo incontrolable empezó como una raíz de gozo que empezó de mi estómago y empezó a crecer de mi espíritu, mi corazón, mi alma y de mi boca. And for the next, I don't know how long, everyone, 20 to 30 minutes, this thing just exploded out of me. I could not stop. I could not stop it. I could not control it. I'm feeling it right now just talking about it.
Por los siguientes 20 a 30 minutos, hermanos, esta risa incontrolable empezó a explotarse de por dentro de mí mismo y no lo pude controlar por casi media hora.
For about the space of about a half an hour, I could not control it. I remember trying to stop myself saying, Lord, Lord, what is this? Lord, what is this? What's going on? What's happening here?
Dentro de esa media hora yo estaba diciéndole al Señor, Señor, ¿qué es esto? Señor Jesús, ¿qué está pasando conmigo? No lo puedo controlar. ¿Qué está pasando?
What is it that is taking place right now?
¿Qué es lo que está pasando ahorita, Señor Jesús?
Well, I want you to know, everybody, the Lord simply responded to my very honest question to him. Lord Jesus, what do you think about me? Right now, when you see me in this very low state, what do you think of me? The Lord was simply answering, this is what I think about you, Victor. Hallelujah.
Why don't we just thank God right now? ¿Por qué no le damos una alabanza al Señor ahorita? Señor Jesús, le damos las gracias, la alabanza. We worship you, we praise you, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, because you love us so much, Lord God, and you think of us so highly. You esteem us very highly, Lord, even though we feel when we're way down in the dumps, Lord God.
Usted piensa tan altamente de nosotros, Señor Jesús, aun que nosotros a veces nos pensamos tan decaídos, estamos tan bajos, Señor, pero usted piensa tan altamente de nosotros.
I'm thinking of some of you right now. Estoy pensando de cierto de ustedes ahorita que posiblemente están acarreando tristeza en su vida.
Possibly you are carrying a sadness in your spirit, in your mind, memories, things of the past that you're still carrying. I want you to know the Lord thinks highly of you.
Hallelujah. Quiero que usted sepa que el Señor piensa tan especial, que usted es alguien tan especial. El Señor piensa tan altamente de usted. Él ve un talento en usted. Él ve una habilidad en usted. Él ve que esa dolencia que usted tiene la va a convertir a un gozo.
That sadness that you have, that pain that you're carrying, that wound that you're carrying, the Lord's going to convert it into a joy, into a great joy that you cannot even explain. Oh, and it's going to come bursting out of you on a certain night at midnight when you're carrying this pain.
En una medianoche cuando usted está acarreando esta dolencia, este dolor, de repente se va a empezar a salir una risa de usted.
All of a sudden, there's going to be a joy that's going to explode out of you, unexplained and uncontrollable.
Sin explicar y sin control, va a empezar a gritar esa risa. De usted,
that uncontrollable laughter is going to begin to explode out of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to know,
Brother Dethridge, after I shared this experience with him last night, there we were standing by his RV after church was over.
Ahí estaba yo con el predicador, el hermano Dethridge, y yo le dije, después de decirle todo esto al hermano Dethridge, he told me, Brother Vic, the Lord answered your question. What do you think about me? He was letting you know what he thinks about you. He gave you that joy and let you know that's what he thinks of you. He is joyful of you. El predicador me dijo, hermano Víctor, eso es lo que el Señor te estaba respondiendo cuando tú le preguntaste, ¿qué piensa usted de mí, Señor, en mi tiempo tan bajo? Y el Señor te dijo, yo estoy gozoso de ti. You cause me joy. Usted me causa gozo. And I want you all to know, you cause the Lord joy. Ustedes causan gozo al Señor. En su tristeza, en su sufrimiento, in your sadness, in your suffering, you're causing the Lord joy. Oh, I know it doesn't make any sense. Yo sé que no es lógico esto lo que estamos hablando, pero hermanos, quiero que ustedes sepan, ustedes le causan gozo al Señor. You are causing the Lord joy in your trial, in your test, in your suffering, in your hardship, in su situación dura, en su tempestad, en su prueba, en su tiempo de sufrimiento. Usted le está causando gozo al Señor. And I want everyone to know that. Quiero que todos de ustedes, que ustedes reciban esto en el nombre de Jesús. Usted le está causando gozo al Señor. I'm seeing some text messages coming in right now. Estoy viendo unos textos que están entrando ahorita. Pero I'm going to go ahead. If anybody has something to share right now, text me right now and I will open up the line for you. Si alguien tiene algo que darle al grupo ahorita, por favor, mándenme un texto y yo voy a abrir su línea. If it's a testimony that you want to share, text me right now. Si es un testimonio que usted quiere darle al grupo, mándenme un texto. Si quieren decir algo poderoso que ocurrió anoche en la oración de línea que tuvimos, mándenme ese texto. If you have something to share about what happened last night in that prayer line, if something great happened to you last night or happened to you after that last night or today, please send me a text message so that I can open up that line. Hey, I want everyone to hear about the miracle that took place. Praise God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. No sea avergonzado. No tenga orgullo. Queremos oír las voces del testimonio. There is a power. There is power in a word of testimony. So everybody, no one's texted me yet. Nadie me ha mandado un texto todavía. Pero si alguien quiere dar una palabra de testimonio, por favor, mándenme un texto. If anybody wants to share a word of testimony, go ahead. Okay, I'll read this text. Hey, and that's another thing. If you don't want to speak out loud, if you want to share your text and you want me to share it, I'll share it for you. Sister Julie just did that. I'm about to do it. Si alguien tiene un testimonio y no lo quiere decir, pero lo quiere mandar por texto, mándenme ese texto y yo se los leo para todo el grupo. La hermana Julie me acaba de mandar un texto. Sister Julie just sent me a text and she wants me to read it. I'm going to go ahead and read it. I know God allowed healing to take place yesterday. Hermana Julie dice, yo sé que el Señor permitió que sanidad ocurriera anoche, because he is getting the church ready to work for his kingdom. Oh, Sister Julie, you're taking words of my personal prayer right out of my mouth. La hermana Julie acaba de decir, yo sé que milagros ocurrieron anoche porque el Señor está preparando la iglesia para hacer obras para su reino. Y acabo de decir que la hermana Julie acaba de sacar las palabras. La hermana Julie acaba de sacar las palabras de mi oración personal en lo que ella acaba de decir. This is exactly part of my prayer, that the Lord is preparing us to be able to do a work for his kingdom. El Señor nos está preparando para hacer una obra grande en su reino. And what are we talking about here? Through all the trials, the tests, the hardship, the suffering, por medio de todas las pruebas, sufrimiento, las cosas duras y difíciles que estamos traspasando ahorita, por medio de eso, el Señor nos está preparando para hacer una obra grande para él. ¿Para cuál? ¿Para cuál obra? Evangelismo. For what work are we talking about? evangelism. This all goes full circle back to evangelism. This is exactly why the Lord is allowing this. And I'm going to talk about something that's happening great right now in Julie and Adrian's life. Voy a hablar de una cosa grande que acaba de ocurrir esta semana con Julie y Adrian. And thank you for reminding me of that, Sister Julie. We've been praying for one of Brother Adrian's nieces. Her name is Alejandra in Austin, Texas, who was in a coma for months. Estamos orando por, recientemente por una sobrina del hermano Adrián, se llama Alejandra, en Austin, Texas, que estaba en una coma por meses, hermanos. Y acaba de despertarse de esa coma hace unos días, esta semana. And the Lord has just awoken her up out of that coma just a couple days ago this week. And I wish everyone could see a picture. I'd send it to everybody. Yo creo que vamos a mandar esta foto a toda la iglesia. You could see her awakening out of this coma. And you could see her head is wrapped. Her neck is wrapped. And you could see her little face. And she's like opening her mouth. She's like she's beginning to remember how to breathe again. Puede ver esta mujer con vendaje en toda su cara, en su cabeza. Pero puede ver sus ojitos abriéndose, despertándose de esta coma de que ha estado ella por meses y apenas está aprendiendo cómo respirar de nuevo, solita, sin la máquina. It's like she's learning how to breathe again without the assistance of that machine. And everybody, I cannot tell you how it impacted me seeing that picture. No puedo decirles cómo me impactó emocionalmente viendo esta cara de esta mujer después de salir de esa coma por meses. I sent a picture of that to Pastor Clark this week. Yo le mandé esta foto de esta mujer al Pastor Clark. Ayer, just yesterday, I think it was. And this is the spiritual parallel that I saw, everybody. I began to weep. I was at church praying when this came through. Estaba yo en la iglesia orando cuando yo recibí esta foto de esta mujer. Empecé yo a llorar. Empecé a derramar lágrimas cuando yo vi esta foto de esta mujer. And then the Lord gave it to me. Aleluya, rabocu, yarabashata. Es cuando el Señor me la dio, la comparación. It was as if the Lord was telling me, Victor, this woman represents humanity, lost humanity. Lost humanity who is in a spiritual coma, and they are not going to be awakened until we get the burden for them in prayer, and we pray them out of that spiritual coma. El Señor me dio a entender, es como esta mujer representa toda la humanidad perdida, amarrada en el pecado, y es como si toda esa humanidad está en una coma espiritual, del pecado, y está amarrada y dormida. Y no se va a despertar hasta que nosotros, la iglesia, agarremos esa carga espiritual y vamos a orar hasta que las sacudimos a esa humanidad de esa coma de dormir para que pueda despertarse a una vida nueva de salvación. I cannot tell you how it impacted me yesterday in prayer when it shook me and I realized lost humanity, they are bound in a coma of sin, bound in a coma of sleep, and they're not going to be awakened until we shake them to life through prayer, through a burden, through intercessory prayer. Praise God. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. Espero que están sintiendo esto, lo que yo sentí, hermanos, ayer en la oración. Y eso es lo que yo sentí anoche. I'm going to read one more. I know we're almost out of time. Yo sé que ya estamos terminando con el tiempo. Mamá, my mom, my mother Elisa just sent in a text. Y ella escribió, ahorita me causó grande gozo oír tu testimonio porque el gozo del Señor me fortalece es. So, okay, she's just sharing how that she was impacted by the testimony we just gave about the joy of the Lord is our strength. Everybody, everyone's a little bit shy tonight. No one's sending me any more testimonies, but it's okay. We're running out of time. But I hope you have received this in your spirit tonight. Espero que todos han recibido esto espíritu. Quiero que terminen con este pensamiento. You are causing the Lord joy with the suffering, the trial, and the test that you're going through right now. Usted está causándole gozo al Señor por el sufrimiento y la prueba que usted está traspasando en su vida ahorita. And everybody, let's get a hold of this burden for the Alejandras that are bound in a coma, in a spiritual coma, and a spiritual coma. Ustedes van a ser los que van a sacudir, a despertar esa persona que está en una coma física, natural, como una Alejandra, o para la gente, la humanidad perdida que está amarrado en esa coma. Usted es la que va a despertar esa persona de esa coma espiritual, esa coma del pecado. Hallelujah, hallelujah, y amen. With that said, everybody, we look forward to another exciting evangelism street service this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. We want to see everybody there. Con eso dicho, queremos invitar a todos a nuestro evangelismo en la calle este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4 y Grove. Queremos ver todos allí en el nombre de Jesús. Aleluya, aleluya y amén. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. I hope you feel, just continue to pray with the same anointing that we're feeling. Sigan orando con este ungimiento que estamos sintiendo en el nombre de Jesús. Los amo todos en el nombre de Jesús. We love you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.